time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making us sound like gossips.
I should not repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Sure, it's a good time for gossip. ABC says that Jimmy Kimmel's first night back on TV was watched by almost 6.3 million Americans, even though the show was blacked out by Sinclair and Nexstar networks for a quarter of the country. His YouTube monologue was viewed 17 million times in 24 hours. He does have like 20 million viewers on YouTube, though, so that tracks. Leonardo DiCaprio recently appeared on the New Heights podcast with Benicio del Toro. They were reflecting on their careers. Don't think that Jason and Travis Kelce didn't give them a nice warm welcome and some big laughs. Leo was talking about how his agent wanted him to change his name.
They go, no, too ethnic, they're never going to hire you. Your new name is Lenny Williams. We took your middle name and we made it now you're Lenny. And my dad saw his photo, ripped it up, and he said, over my dead body. Really? Or Benny Dell. Benny Dell?
Benny Dell.
Yeah. Benny Dell. Yeah. Mr. Dell.
Benny Dell instead of Benicio del Toro. I don't think so. No way. There's a new supergroup called Howl, Owl, Howl. Yeah. Howl, Owl, Howl. It features Mike Mills from REM, Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman, and Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish. Their first single drops on Halloween. I love supergroups. Joe Jonas, speaking of groups, is celebrating National Coffee Day with Krispy Kreme. He's making sure you get free donuts.
Well, you can't have coffee without a donut. Can I see the script, please? Joe, look at the camera. Here's coffee. He talks about coffee. Okay, well, I didn't see the script. And if you're going to use this face, I'm going to give away the donut.
There's no way Krispy Kreme is going to approve that.
Let me get these people on the phone.
Look, you guys are the best. I love you. I have to get back to set, but I'm so glad we could work this out.
Apparently, you can get a free Krispy Kreme with coffee on National Coffee Day. I think it's like the 27th to the 29th. So if you're heading into the city this weekend, you're golden. 2 years after visiting a vintage typewriter shop in Portland, Oregon, Tom Hanks, an avid typewriter fan, told the owner he'd send one of his personal machines. And last week, a package arrived, a classic typewriter signed in gold marker by Tom Hanks himself. How fun is that? Cardi B has teamed up with the MTA to record public service announcements for the subway. Get this. It's awesome.
We're walking here. Steps are for stepping, not sitting. Move it, bucko. These trains don't move without you. So make sure you pay that fare and keep it real. Stop subway surfing. Ride safe, keep it cute, and keep it moving.
Oh, God. That's awesome. 94-year-old William Shatner was rushed to the hospital due to an emergency related to his blood sugar, but he's said to be doing well and resting comfortably. Next summer, John Mulaney will become the first comedian to headline Wrigley Field.
I asked my lawyer if I could make that joke, and he said, let me call another lawyer, and that lawyer said yes.
So obviously he's playing Wrigley Field. Nate Bargatze said he didn't plan on having to donate $250,000 to the Boys and Girls Clubs after the Emmys.
Can't change it. This is a game I made up, and these are the rules.
Oopsies. Vince Neil from Motley Crue says he suffered 4 strokes in recent years. And Millie Bobby Brown will star in a movie about U.S. Olympic gymnast Carrie Strug. Oh, and I've got a Kardashian alert. Y'all, I am guessing that this is just Ray J looking for attention, but he claims that he's helping the feds build a case against Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner that's, quote, worse than Diddy. Okay.
We're going to Disneyland.
Yeah, sure, buddy. Okay. Worse than Diddy? Is it anything worse than Diddy? I gotta go. My mom called. I gotta go. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.